Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for September the 14th in the year of our Lord 2020. This is our two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers on your radio and through our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. Never forget that, folks. We will absolutely defend the sacred cause of liberty. Make no mistake about it, but we aim to do it peacefully. The only question is, will they let us? Only time will tell. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. The good doctors in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley, his goal to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com, with his homeschool curriculum, his books, not to mention his wonderful collegiate style webinars every week, Q&As, and more on the Constitution. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning to all on this beautiful, at least where I am, it's beautiful. It's an Indian summer here. I have to give you the weather report, you know, because we're so far north that everybody wonders if we're in the hinterlands of the Arctic at this point. But no, it's an Indian summer.
tell me it's quite nice outside is what you're saying.
Indeed, it is. It's sometimes this time of year, you know, we're on the verge of snow, but, I'm going to have to mow the lawn probably tomorrow. So,
well, and it's supposed to be sunny and relatively warm all week. It's almost like, yes, California weather. They got the fires and we got the weather, buddy.
Well, we got their smoke, too. I mean, I'm disheartened with how much, well, the country is burning down. We got a low-grade guerrilla warfare going against the United States, and I think that it's, I can see it in the air. I can almost taste it.
Well, I look at the Proclamation on the Family, written by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints back in 1995. So let me see, what's that, 25 years ago?
Yeah, indeed.
And, it talked about these calamities that are sure to come if we continue to destroy the family and jettison the traditional God-given, God-ordained roles of males and females and parents and children and the like. And, all I'm telling you is it lays out very succinctly what the roles are. It's very, in my opinion, clear. But then it also talks about, ancient and modern prophets have really articulated over and over until we're blue in the face. You know, you thumb your nose at this stuff and it's going to be trouble, whether it's man-made or natural God, whether it's the rioters or the weatherman, the ultimate weatherman being Almighty God, we're in trouble. And you're just seeing the reality of those prophecies. And there's no other way to argue it or state it. Now, I know Nancy Pelosi and, all these other folks are saying, oh, man, it's because of the global warming and it's horrible, the climate change is, and all that. But I go back and I say they're just not willing to even talk about God. And we compared last hour a little bit of 9/11, how 9/12, the day after, people really turned to God. They humbled themselves and we need to, really come together and solve it. We haven't had the same reaction to the riots and pillaging and plundering in the streets of America today. We haven't had the same with the COVID-19. People just haven't really had the same reaction. They've just kind of had a run around in fear and turn to government attitude this go-round. Doctor.
You bring up so many fascinating, interesting, and true points. The fact of the matter is that most Americans today, I don't know if most, but those that have the control of the organs of society, have got the voice, if you will, of society, have basically turned us into a godless society. We've talked about how the de facto religion of the United States now is, in fact, the humanist religion. It's a godless religion without a divine God, but they believe in the learning of man. And it's one of those things that reminds me so often of the pagan societies anciently. And, of course, I've been spending a lot of time in the Old Testament lately, and man alive, there's a whole bunch to learn from there that there's parallelisms, I think, that can be had today. But the fact is, even...
Don't you have Netflix, Dr. Bradley?
I do.
You know, uh-huh. You're spending all that time in
the
Old Testament. I mean, you got to get Netflix and a few other things to keep you busy. Oh. You got to get...
Now, people are canceling Netflix over cuties. You know about that?
Well, I've heard that.
Great point.
I don't spend a lot of time in front of the TV. You might understand that. And that's probably one of the reasons that I've got any brains left at all, is because they haven't been turned to mush by a lot of that stuff. But the fact is, a lot of people I know, they get everything they get in their life from the entertainment, whether it's sports or whatever, and of course the videos and movies and stuff. But their news, particularly, is deleterious to their wisdom and understanding about what's going on. But we are we consider ourselves a very cosmopolitan people. We look to the wisdom of man. We don't look to the wisdom of God. And I look at like a Jonah and Nineveh. Nineveh was anciently one of the most, the botched cities. I mean, if you read and understand, I like to do the historical review of things, not just what's found in the scriptures. They were a horrid people. And Jonah was terrified to go there. He thought, man, anywhere but there. And he ends up in the fish's belly and all that kind of stuff. He finally obeys God, and he goes there, and he makes all these horrendous predictions about what's going to happen. And what happens? The people repent in sackcloth and ashes. Even an ancient people there, it was like, holy cow, if it's this bad, whoa, we better turn it around. They did, and all of the bad predictions did not happen, but the people
and the
were willing
point
to
is
listen.
The point is we can do the same, and that's our plea on the radio, is that we do change, we do repent. And that's Kurt's point, is that, you know what, we look to man, we look to YouTube, we look to entertainment for our guidance, and we better adjust that behavior. That's the point, right, Kurt?
That is the point, Sam. Good point.
All right. Now, Dr. Bradley, I want to bring up a few events that relate to this. You know, I know our society, for the most part, is not doing the 9/11, 9/12 response. Sad is the reality. But there are some people trying to really make a difference. And there's a series of events coming up I want to bring to your attention and get kind of your take on them. The first one is called the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance. It's on Saturday, September the 26th, 2020 at 9 a.m. They've even got a website for it called thereturn.org. I don't know if you've seen it, heard about it, or not, but this is a serious effort for people to really bring up kind of what matters, if you will. They really want to make a difference. They're really trying hard. Here's a little commercial for this thing that I gathered. Listen.
We are standing at the crossroads, a moment that could seal the future for calamity or redemption. We've driven God out of our culture, out of our lives. We war against his ways. The only answer is to return before it's too late, to bring healing, restoration, and revival. Return to God, and he will return to us. The Return, September 26, 2020. Go to thereturn.org.
Kurt will look that up for more details. Dr. Bradley, I think they've nailed it on this one. This event is timed perfectly for our needs today.
Well, I certainly agree. And, it's interesting. Like I've told you before, I've been back and forth across this country, started as a teenager at age 16, and I've been boots on the ground in so much of this country. I've come to love this, not only the country itself, the beauty of it, the principles and so on, but the people. And I can tell stories all day long about the wonderful things about Americans and what we really are. We can go back to the early history, but you're right. There's been a distraction, a diversion. And while I still think there's a core, wonderful group of people, those, as I've talked about them, having the organs of communication, with a few notable exceptions, such as your efforts, the organs of communication are largely controlled by those that are seeking to turn us from God and from our history, from our heritage, all of that kind of stuff, and turn us into a godless society of globalists. And I really applaud an effort. I'm not sure who's doing this. I hope there's a broad spectrum of organizations and individuals that are interested. And I'm more interested in the individuals, honestly, than the organizations. I think sometimes institutions get a little bit stodgy in their efforts, and sometimes individuals need to recognize that individual God-given rights, that's what the origins really are. And we as individuals need to turn to God, as individuals, as families, as congregations. I mean, it's a building process that starts in our own hearts, you know, and that's where we've got to turn this right now, hearts to God.
September 26th, the return, Kurt.
Well, you know, I can't tell you everything about it. I can tell you that I agree with your points that it's so vital now. I need to understand more about it. I'm still working on it, and it's called The Return, right, Sam?
TheReturn.org. And the event details say that it's a free event. They want you to be a part of it. And, you know, they've got donate because they need help with funding and everything. I'm trying to contact them to get them on the radio. When we come back, I'll break it down more of the day's events.
They got a good website and stuff. I just don't see.
I'll break it down more of the details, where and when in seconds. It is Saturday, September 26, 2020. It starts at 9 a.m. They also have Friday night at 6 p.m.
6 to 9, yeah.
They call it the Return Eve. We'll talk about it in seconds.
Transport back in time to our nation's founding at the Freedom's Light Festival. Visit with freedom fighters, colonial artisans, music, contests, prizes, over 35 activities for the whole family. Schedule a school field trip and fulfill the federal requirement to teach the Constitution. Can you crack the spy codes used to win the Revolutionary War? Take home a founding document printed on the exact replica Isaiah Thomas used for the first Declaration of Independence. Register and compete in the Constitution Bowl. Join us September 17th through the 19th. Register at freedomslight.us. freedomslight.us. This event is completely free. Now more than ever, we need to ensure Freedom's Light is not extinguished. Let's keep this light shining in the hearts and minds of our children. freedomslight.us. That's freedomslight.us.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley, Kurt Crosby, and yours truly. Dr. Bradley's website, freedomsrisingsun.com. We're talking about the return, this National Day of Prayer going on Saturday, September the 26th. I think it's in Washington, D.C., isn't it, Kurt?
You know, I can tell you this.
All right, if you don't know, I'll work on it here.
Studying, I can tell you this. You can get a free book from them if you donate $25. The book is What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO by Mike Lindell. You know, you're CEO of
$25 for the
stuff.
Book.
Well, you get the book free, they say, when you donate $25.
So they got a bunch of speakers at this event coming up. It's an all-day event. It's Friday evening, all-day Saturday night event. It's huge. They got Jonathan Kahn as one of the speakers. They got Kevin Jessup. Kevin and Donna Jessup. They got Mike Lindell, Dr. James Dobson, Michelle Bachman, Pat Robertson, Mike Lindell, as I mentioned, Sam Sorbo, Alveda King, Michelle Bachman. Some of these people, I guess, are repeated a couple of times. I don't know if they speak more than once or what that means.
Probably.
Mark Gonzalez, Bishop, let's see, Harry Jackson, Tony Perkins. I'm skipping the people. Jerry Boykin, that's the general. Stephen Strang, Carter Conlon, Tierra Bynum. Some of these people I don't know. Nikki Cruz, Steve Ciacalanti, Pat Boone, Nikki, all right, Tony, let's see, Don Moen, now they say Kevin and Sam Sorbo, so I don't know the difference there. Anyway,
Louise
Torres. That's
a long list of them, looks like, to me.
Yeah, it's huge. Paul Lavelle, Jimmy Evans.
So is this
Doug
all going to be a Zoom thing or what?
They say that you can simulcast it for your country or your church or your prayer circle if you can't make it. So I assume it's going to be on a system. They don't say Zoom here, though, Kurt, but I assume it's...
It says, special note, the return is planned to go ahead in Washington, throughout America and the world in live events and live simulcasts. So I'm just not sure... You know, exactly, you know, who's going to be where, who's going to be live, who's going to be, you know,
yeah, they got a countdown on their page. You got, what, 11 days, Kurt? You know, it counts down.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be in several different languages.
Yeah, they say this is, you know, they give you the mission, the board of advisors, the faith leaders, the partners. They've even got under the about section, repentance section and salvation, our statement of faith. This is probably going to get picked up big time by NBC and
almost
CBS.
Almost got me.
ABC,
I don't even see Glenn
CNN.
Beck involved. In the 9/11, 9/12, he was the biggest, quote, religious leader on the stage, supposedly, back then. I don't know what happened between then and now, but there's a lot of evangelicals getting together for this event, and I haven't really heard much about it. I mean, I've heard little blips. But that's it, Dr. Bradley.
You know, on their website, they've got a section about their statement of their beliefs. And there's, ten. Excuse me.
Yeah, let's cover them. Beliefs. Let's talk about it real quick.
I can't see, actually. I mean, it seems like it's very evangelical and messianic and so on. And I would say that anybody that went into it feeling like there was somebody trying to convert them to some other faith probably is missing the point of it. I think the idea is people of faith need to combine. Our faith belief systems in the divine God are under a terrible attack nowadays. And what we're finding is that the godless society, and if you go back to September 2016 and the U.S. Civil Rights Commission and their effort to downplay, defined as narrowly as possible, the religious liberties of people. I think what needs to happen is that people of faith need to combine and say, look, you know, we're not going away quietly. We're not going to kind of curl up in a ball and lay on the ground and whimper. There needs to be an awareness of this because there is a secular humanist perspective that is being put at the very center of our nation. Again, this September 2016, if you haven't read their 296-page, well, I presume most people would be rather bored in something like that, but it's a 296-page statement, and basically they're attempting to define religion, our religious liberties, as narrowly as possible, which is the exact antithesis of what the American Founding Fathers did. And, you know, you look at the broadness of the First Amendment, for example, and they don't want... religious liberties to get in the way of these new defined, invented, government-created liberties that ultimately and finally will take precedence over our belief system of our God and our attempts to worship our God. So You know, this idea of there's, oh, well, I'm going to read this. Oh, no, I don't agree with that. Oh, I can't agree with that. Oh, my goodness, this isn't perfect in my mind. I think we've got to maybe get over that a little bit and say something to the effect of, you know what, people of faith need to recognize that there is strength in numbers. And by the way, one of the great, I think, challenges that people of conservative so-called principles, and I hate to use that term, but that's how most people use it, conservative principles oftentimes are our own worst enemy, in that we refuse to do what the enemies of liberty have been so easy and graciously to embrace, and that is, well, I don't agree with you on this, but I'm going to combine with you on that. And we're seeing everything erode away because they're willing to combine to fight against, you know, whether they agree with 100% with each other, they're still fighting against the overall direction that, say, people of faith, people of liberty are believing in. And consequently, they've made some real inroads into those areas that are destructive of the Americanist principles. And I think we need to kind of say, you know what, I encourage this faith-based effort to reach out and say, look, we're all in this together. You lose yours, I lose mine.
Amen to that. In fact, the website, thereturn.org, has on their about page, it says, what is the return? A movement, an appointed time, with a specific day set apart for the purpose to return to God, that there be a coming before his presence in humility, in sincerity, in prayer, and in repentance, that there be an intercession for America, for each other, and for one's self, for God's mercy, for our salvation, for healing, for revival, for restoration, and for the fulfillment of God's purposes for America and all who dwell within it. Why, you ask? America has in great measure departed from God and his ways. We have forgotten the rock on which we were founded, and we have removed him from our public squares, our culture, and our lives. It is written in the scriptures that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And further, the ways of unrighteousness lead to judgment. But the scriptures also set forth that God is love and abounding in mercy, and that all who come before him to seek for his mercy will find it. And if we add repentance, we will get forgiveness, salvation, healing, revival, and restoration. It is upon that foundation that this promise is given. And then it says that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their sinful ways. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So they say, when? As a movement of prayer and repentance and return, it begins from this moment forward. As a time and season, it will be focused on the biblical 10-day period beginning with the Feast of Trumpets and ending with the Day of Atonement. Anyway, they go on. They say this is known as the time of the days of repentance. Anyway, Saturday, the culmination. Go ahead, sir. It culminates to the biblical principles that you talked about.
Is being tied back to the ancient traditions and commemorations found in Israel. I'm talking Israel. Israel. It's all 12 of Israel's sons. It's not just one tribe that's doing this thing. And we need to remember that God, when he called Israel, it was 12 sons. And, of course, all of his children are all of his, you know, they're loved by him. And so it's really reaching out to the entire world. And I would say that any people that will embrace God and abide in his principles, they'll be loved by him, and they will also be sustained by him. I'll probably tell you after the break maybe a little something that happened one time when I was speaking, and someone came up to me after a speech about my religiosity.
On the event page, I might add, it gives you a box if you want to participate with your group, how to get in touch with them and make sure that you get the link and that you can be part of it. They say it's going to take place in D.C. physically, but it's all around the nation and around the world.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Sally expected to become a hurricane, perhaps even a Cat 2 hurricane, by early tomorrow, bringing dangerous weather to much of the Gulf Coast, including a risk of heavy flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. This man said he's already evacuated, and it was an easy decision to do so.
Where we came from, water's already coming up to the edge of the roadways, so anything that's left back there is just going to be flooded out.
President Trump will be visiting California today, where he'll be viewing some of the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging that and several other states out west. The blazes, aside from scorching millions of acres, have also claimed nearly three dozen lives in California, Oregon, and Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from, because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it, because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies shot in an ambush-style attack in Compton on Saturday are now expected to survive. Their conditions upgraded from critical to stable late yesterday. The deputies were rushed into surgery after a gunman is seen on surveillance video walking up to their squad car and firing at least four shots, hitting at least one deputy in the head. The shooter still on the loose. Former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is stepping down as U.S. Ambassador to China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Twitter early today. In the tweet, he thanked Branstad for his work, but didn't give a reason for his departure. President Trump making a campaign stop in Arizona today for a Latinos for Trump rally at the Arizona Grand Resort that will be after he views fire damage in the state of California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, so we're talking about the return, a return to God, a huge event going on Saturday, September 26th. They got a Friday night event going on, and then the whole day Saturday, 9 to 5, the main event, 6 to 9, the evening event. It is huge. They're making it go national and global. If you go to the About page, you can get the deets on it. TheReturn.org is the website, TheReturn.org. Check it out. Before we move on to a couple of other events I want to mention coming up, Dr. Scott Bradley was about to tell you. He gave a speech, got done. Someone came up to him after the speech. Doctor?
Well, the basic storyline is that I was speaking before a fairly large group of individuals at a Baptist camp, and I was speaking about religious liberty. And, was it religious. I mean, it was enthusiastically embraced. I mean, there was a lot of people there that were truly thrilled that you know, somebody was talking in behalf of maintaining our religious liberty. And afterwards, an individual came up to me, as well as quite a number of people that did, but he was one of them that wanted to shake my hand. And he's holding onto my hand and enthusiastically shaking it. And he says, you know, I know you're evangelical, but I don't know which one. And I don't know how their denominations are broken up particularly or anything like this. What faith are you? And I said, well, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And you should have seen the look on his face. I said, but you need to understand, we are all brothers in Christ, and we're all in this together. And if we can't link arms and try to preserve this, we are going to lose it. And that's the thing, is that we have got to reach, if you will, across the aisle. There shouldn't be a real aisle. We are all brothers in Christ. One other little quick story. I was speaking up in the Pacific Northwest, and I got invited to a evangelical radio program. They had two talk show hosts, and they wanted to interview me. And so we had a magnificent interview. And they, when they got done, I mean, this was all about the cause of liberty, the founding principles of this nation, the grand and glorious image and view that God had for this nation, and so on. Anyway, we got done, and they said, "You're from Utah." And I said, "Yes, indeed, I am." And they says, "Are you a Mormon?" And I said, "True blue, dyed in the wool." They said, "Do all Mormons believe like you?" And I said, "Only those that really understand their religion, and I'm trying to spread the word as much as I can. Help me do it," you know, kind of thing. Well, this was the kind of things that people need to have their eyes open a little bit and say, wait, this guy's so much like me. Our differences are so infinitely small in comparison to what is at stake that somehow we can help together to make this work. And so those are just a couple of eye-opening kinds of things where we can sometimes say, you know what, our faith in Christ is what ought to unite us, and the differences should not separate us the way they do. It's not a competition. It's not a competition. We're all in this, and we're going to try and get to the end. And if we don't stay together, as they say, Ben Franklin said, we've got to all hang together or we will hang separately.
Amen to that. We better stand together and stand for the sacred cause and repent as a nation. The Savior will return either way. The only question is how much peace we'll have in the meantime, or how much tyranny and violence and aggression and hostilities. Those are the only real discussion points left. There's two other events I want to mention. The next one is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers event. It's called America's Last Hope. It'll be in Lynchburg, Virginia at Liberty University. It'll be on September the 30th, 9 to 5 p.m., CSPOA.org to learn more. I will not be attending this one, but did you know the CSPOA, invited by sheriffs in Virginia, will be at Liberty University, Scott?
I did not know that event. I've attended quite a number of those things, but you know what? Travel has been such an... I just can't imagine how painful it is, and you see all of these things that are happening on the airlines, and you have to say, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to commit hari-kari? As an airline, I mean, they are just driving people away from themselves in droves, and their efforts are so offensive. So anyway, yeah, I haven't gone. Everywhere I've been going in recent months has been by automobile. So I haven't flown since this pandemic started. That's just destroyed America, and it's all based upon an agenda, of course.
Yeah. Are you willing to fly?
Am I what?
Willing to fly?
No.
No.
I will not fly at this particular time. Nope. I'm done. I'm done with big box stores that require masks. I'm done with religions that require masks. When I get rid of masks and gloves, I'm okay. I'm going to be with my, beliefs and faith and hope, and charity, and all that kind of stuff. But people that put all their faith in government and physicians and scientists that are mostly lying to us, it's an egregious violation of everything that I hold dear. So, yeah, I'm not going to fly.
Kurt, you wanted to chime in?
Dr. Bradley, I just flew this last weekend, and I will give you what I would call a workaround. I look for workarounds and different situations. but in this case, it's typically okay if you want to drink or eat something to lower your, quote, mask. And so I would suggest, a bag of popcorn, a little bottle of water, something like that. Just held it close by, and just if anybody questions it, just say, "I'm eating or I'm drinking." And as far as I can tell, that's the get out of jail card, free card.
Yeah, it's like the passive aggressive. You're going to kill everybody by eating and drinking plan. I see.
Well, and I would let you know, too, as far as I can tell, you know, like these airlines, I saw a little bit of this. We see the movie theaters doing like, you know, 25-cent tickets or something to get people to come in. And yet I look at the pricing on the airlines, and I don't really see any whopping bargains. The airline I flew on was basically half the price of everybody else. And so, you know, that's where we went. But, you know, they don't really seem to be doing the things that you would do if you were really trying to get customers back. Now, you mentioned
you
some
don't need
of them,
customers when the government will subsidize, buddy.
Well, that's,
well, that's the true. They're looking for taxpayer handouts. I mean, this is all so contrived. It's an agenda-driven, by-the-script kind of thing. You know, they shut things down, and then they give hundreds of billions of dollars away that we don't have, literally trillions of dollars that we don't have. And it is just a death spiral, and it's all done by agenda and by script. And most of the major media people are completely complicit into it, and most of the people are compliant in it. And to me, we're signing our own death warrant with it in every way, shape, and form. Our liberties are going, our economics is going to the dogs, our everything that made this country what it was, and we're a once great nation that's on the downfall right now. If we can't turn this around in the relative near future, you know, every time I speak, we speak about that. And by the way, wherever I've been speaking lately, they've been basically mask-free. Sometimes the media, when they're there, they're the banditos in the background. But most of the stuff has been pretty much free people gathering and attempting to, you know, restore what was America at one point.
There you have it. There's a lot to cover. There's little time to cover it all. It's amazing how much there is to discuss. And yeah, we talk about religious liberty on this program a lot. I understand. And I know many would say, Sam, I'm just not as religious as you are, buddy. And my response is, you know, I'm not interested in debating religion and the keys to theology with anybody. All I'm telling you is it is a proven fact, if you believe anything about God, that he is the author of the universe and the author of our liberty. And he calls the shots. And he simply tells us that if we obey him and acknowledge him and repent and do what he asks us to do, we're going to be protected and blessed. And if we don't, the gloves are off. Now, that might not be a, you know, very scriptural way to put it. Might not be a very, you know, religious leader, dignified way to put it. It's redneck radio. You know how I am. I just tell it like it is. But all I'm telling you is, look, we either obey and are blessed or we're not. And we lose the blessing. And it's all messed up. It's that simple. And I don't care how religious or not you are. The truth is the truth. And my job on the radio is to tell the truth and to focus on solutions and to do my best to make a difference for good. And when I see folks literally as a nation turning against their God, I fear for our nation and for my family. I don't have fear that replaces my faith. I have fear in that I realize what I've got to do is my part. And then I double down in faith and say, I've got faith over fear. All right, but a national global day of repentance is a great thing. The constitutional sheriffs standing up is a great thing. And there's another interesting thing coming up I want to talk to you about as well. It's called the Red Pill Expo. We'll talk about it in seconds.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-7000. 2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
All right, so there's an incredible event coming up, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the Red Pill Expo. And the main founder of the Red Pill Expo is a guy by the name of G. Edward Griffin. And G. Edward Griffin is the one that wrote the book called Creature from Jekyll Island, in my opinion, the most exhaustive dissertation on the criminal behavior by bureaucrats and professional do-gooders back in like 1910, and they eventually culminated that in 1913 in literally debauching our money and moving us off of a constitutional currency, gold and silver, to a fake money standard. The banking cartel finally took over. Andrew Jackson tried to rout him out the first time. We weren't so wise back in 1910, 1913 range. Anyway, Dr. Edward Griffin, G. Edward Griffin wrote this book called Creature from Jekyll Island. It's a huge book. It's been around for a long time. And anyway, he put together these Red Pill Expos to educate and to make a difference. And they go all around the country. Last time it was in like Nevada. Well, this time, believe it or not, to celebrate coming out of the COVID and to reject the false narrative, they're having an event in Jekyll Island, Georgia. Red Pill Expo in Jekyll Island, Georgia on October 10th and the 11th. RedPillExpo.org if you want to learn more. Have you heard about this, Dr. Bradley?
You know, I just have to say this really quickly about G. Edward Griffin. I have interviewed him, spent some time with him. He's a very engaging, delightful interview, extremely intelligent. He's very open and communicative. He makes you feel like he wants you to have the information. There's never any of this pandering or anything like that that some of these people that really know their stuff put on you. G. Edward Griffin, and I've since you brought this up this morning, I have looked the site up. He's got some incredible presenters that have so much information. It's a very broad spectrum set of presentations that will cover a whole bunch of things. Of course, a lot of them are focused on COVID and all that kind of stuff, the coming vaccines, and the ideas. If people are accepting of the idea that we're going to go like sheep to the slaughter with this mandatory vaccines when they come, they need to listen to some of these people. They have a message, and I think we're going to be way better off if these messages can get out. Most of these people, as I look at them, have been censored across the board. The social media and everything like that is doing their best to deep six their message. But literally, some of these guys have got some of the most banned but most viewed information ever since they've been a creation of this multimedia kind of world with where the social media seems to rule. These people have a message. People need to hear it. If I can't attend in person, I surely want to be able to participate in a some kind of viewing of it, because there's so much that's got to be told in this thing, I think. All right. Because it can live stream as I look at it.
If you don't fly, I'm not sure you can go to it unless you drive early, buddy, because it
would
be far.
You know, let me tell you, I've driven across this country quite a number of times, and not beyond that. But I'm concerned that almost everything that happens nowadays has a constraining factor involved in it, because Well, not only will they constrain this on multimedia or in the social media, but they'll also, I'm afraid, kind of constrain people from gathering, you know, to, you know, this thing about peaceful assembly. It's okay to burn a town down or a city or something like that, but don't you dare try to get together and worship your God or share information about, you know, liberty or anything like that. I would like to see how they're going to run this thing with what should be tens of thousands of people participating. You were there at the one in Las Vegas, or it was in Nevada, wasn't it? You were there at that, weren't you?
Which one now?
Didn't you go to the Red Pill Expo back
no,
in Nevada?
No, we almost went.
No, I was going to go and couldn't make it at the end.
Okay, well, I've understood they're well attended in the past, and I hope that these will be, and certainly I would love to participate and hear the messages, because as I look at the speakers, these people have a message. We need to hear it. And, I mean, you're
it just, almost
by
seems
way,
like...
Your friend, go ahead, I'm sorry, Matt. I mean,
I was just going to say, Dr. Bradley, it almost seems like we could duplicate that the return idea and put this kind of stuff going nationwide. Of course, I doubt many churches would pick it up, but you could get individuals, you know, that kind of thing, broadcasting it, that kind of idea, you know.
Well, I absolutely support the idea, the concept of the messages that are there. I mean, there's quite a number of, probably about a dozen or so, maybe more, 20, I don't know, the people that they have profiled on their website, maybe 30, I don't know, but boy, oh, man alive. I know a lot of these people and their message, and it's like, holy cow, what in the world? And there's an effort to deep six it constantly by the major media. I mean, they're so dishonest. It's like, no, there's no other narrative but the one we've got. No, don't look behind the curtain. I mean, and there's many, many tens of thousands that ought to be there. I don't know what
they'll
do.
All right, well, I'm going. I've already got my flight, I've already got my hotel, and I've already got my tickets.
Wow.
And I will be there.
I want a first-hand report, my friend. I hope you'll be able to broadcast from there.
I should be able to broadcast from there. In fact, as I was working on this, they made me the media coordinator for the whole event.
Holy cow. I mean, man alive, there's some notoriety for you. It's probably going to be more headache than it's worth.
Yeah, but you know what? I believe, as you say, in G. Edward Griffin, and I believe he's the true article, if you will. I don't think he's perfect, like any, you know, all of us, none of us are perfect, but I believe he's a true blue for real guy. And I will say that I've taken on this task partly because it helps cover some of my expenses, but mostly because I believe in the cause. And I was going to invite Kurt to go, but I don't have all the money. And it's a long, complicated story, but if we can get Kurt and you and others to sign up and go, we'd love it. The owner of LovingLiberty.net, Kathy, is going. The lead person, Eric, is going for marketing for that group. We'll have a table. We'll broadcast live. We're going to do some video stuff. It's going to be a tremendous event. There's a dollar and cent component to this. That's why I haven't invited Kurt to it yet. I've got a friend that's going to attend with me. His name is Jay from Florida, who's going to be picking us up at the airport and driving us there and everything else. And so it's an event to behold. And I just felt like if I'm going to ever go to a Red Pill Expo, when the guy that organized it all wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island, I've wanted to visit Jekyll Island forever. And now they're holding the event there. And basically if you go to the website, redpillexpo.org, and then you can check it out. They're just saying we've got to have an outpouring of people. Hotels are getting full and everything else, though, guys.
You know, the Creature from Jekyll Island, I'll just give a little plug for it. If you have not read it, I mean, you look at it, you hold the book in your hand, you go, holy cow, this is a massive document. Oh, man, I'm going to have trouble struggling through. I mean, economics and money and all those, you know, all of the, you know, ledger sheets, it's none of that. It's like a whodunit page-turner novel. It really, truly is.
However, let's be clear, it is factual.
It is factual. It's very well documented, but it's written in such an engaging manner. It's like you can't, you know, you just can't sit it down. It's like, it's like you're reading one of those, I don't know what genre people are interested in, whether it's historical or science fiction or, you know, whatever, adventure, you know, cowboy, you know. It's whatever your favorite reading material is, I'm really confident you're going to find it engages you and it keeps your attention and it communicates it so well. It is not just a bunch of dry ledger sheets and stuff like that, as you might imagine. It is a large document, but you'll kind of get done with it and go, wow. Wow, that's
Number one, I can't believe I read all that. Number two, I can't believe I read it so fast. And number three, I want to go to Jekyll. This is fascinating. Do you think you'll go, Dr. Bradley?
As I was just saying a while ago, I don't intend to fly, but maybe I'll have to reconsider. But let's talk about it at some point.
Or maybe you'll have to just put the pedal to the metal in your car, you know, with Kurt.
Yeah, well, it's only
we
could
get Lowell and you know, a few other guys.
Yeah, Kurt, are you going? The tickets are like $400+, though, I think, just to go.
Is that to get into the event?
Yeah, and there's meals there and everything else. You know, hey, Jekyll Island's an expensive, posh resort kind of place. It ain't cheap.
Well, you would expect that from the moneyed people that showed up to take control of our economy clear back in the early 1900s, 110 years ago.
I'm confident,
with those scoundrels.
I'm confident that Ed's not getting rich, but he does, I know, fly in some of the speakers and help with some costs for the speakers to get there. It's an expensive proposition. I know a little bit about the inside, and nobody's getting rich here. But, yeah, it's kind of expensive.
It's a labor of love. I'm confident. I mean, just my interactions with J. Edward Griffin have been so positive in terms of his dedication to try and preserve liberty and proper principles. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I look
at Adele Bigtree. Adele about vaxxed and so on was going to, holy cow. I mean,
what do you think about Adele Bigtree?
Say again?
What do you think about Adele Bigtree?
I think Adele Bigtree has got a story to tell, and if people aren't listening, they're going to make the bad decisions, I think, with this
Amen.
Vaccine stuff.
And by the way, this guy will be at that event.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I'm looking at it right now. I cannot see Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I don't understand why not. He is a very notable individual in terms of fighting the horrid health issues involved with vaccines.
Yeah, you're right. I think some of it has to do with we can't get everybody there. Some people have some conflicts and different things. We're doing the best we can. But I'm telling you, this is a go-to event, and you know, it's not like I wanted to leave you guys behind. I got some support from some people financially to be able to go there. I got a friend who lives there who's going to drive so we don't have to rent a car. Now, you know, there's a bunch of different things. It's the only reason that I'm going, and I'd love you guys to come with me. I just don't really have the dollars and cents to make it happen. However, if people donate to our cause, I'm not trying to beg for money, but I got to take off work just to go. If people want to help us report live from there and stuff like that, any penny would be helpful. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today.
Well, I think actually Kurt ought to be your first choice of a traveling companion. Kurt is going to make sure that everything comes together good. He's a valuable asset when you go. So
there's
plug
no question.
For Kurt to go.
Kurt is the first on my agenda if I can get any money.
That's the way it ought to be.
I've got other people going with me right now for various reasons that I can explain off air. They're family reasons. But I've got these guys that are going to drive for me that already live down there. They live in Florida. The best place to fly in is Jacksonville, bar none. It's a long story, but they've got shuttles from there and everything else. And anyway, all I'm telling you is there's just some cool stuff happening. And my first agenda is to see if I can't raise enough money for Kurt. I'd love him to go.
Yeah, Kurt needs a vacation anyway, right, Kurt?
Yeah, but to get Kurt to go, we got to have, what, probably $300 for a flight, $400
you know
for a ticket.
You know what's so amazing on these kind of vacations,
hold on, Kurt.
Dr. Bradley? These kind of vacations, what they work like is you go there and you think, man, I should come back here and see this place. Because, you know, you're really just working the whole time. But that's all right.
I know. That's why I said
we don't mind that.
I know it's not a vacation for you.
Yeah, before the end of the hour, I was telling you it'd be about $300 for his flight, $400 for his ticket, probably $300 for his hotel. You know, it's going to cost at least $1,000+ for Kurt to go. It's
and
not
that's
cheap,
on a
folks.
Shoestring.
Yeah,
I guarantee
no doubt.
On a shoestring.
But Kurt Crosby's got plenty of cash. I understand all that. But he's got a big family, folks. He's got 12 kids. I don't think there's a lot of money.
11.
Oh, 11 kids. All right, 11 kids.
Hey, get each kid to put in $100. You'll be okay.
24 grandkids.
There you go. You get them kicking in, too. It'll be good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, redpillexpo.org. We'll keep you abreast as this continues. But there's good people doing good things. Don't forget it and get involved. God save the Republic.